Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds of thousands flee to Europe. The International Organization for Migration says more than 350,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean Sea this year. The migrants from Africa and Middle East are fleeing poverty and violence in their own countries. It is the biggest stream of migrants in Europe since World War II. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke to reporters in Zagreb.
Europe's priority remains preventing migrants from losing their lives when trying to reach Europe.
The EU plans to hold emergency talks on the migrant issue September 14th amid disagreements among the 28 member nations as to how to handle the sudden influx. Worries about China's economic growth were sharpened by a disappointing report on that nation's manufacturing sector Tuesday. China's official manufacturing index for August fell slightly to its lowest level since 2012. Prices on the Shanghai market fell drastically at the open, but regained some strength to close at a loss of just under 1.3%. U.S. President Barack Obama took a walk on a melting Arctic glacier in Alaska Tuesday. The president is pressing the world to act quickly to cut greenhouse gas emissions that are believed to be affecting global climate. The American leader is in the midst of a three-day visit to Alaska. He's using Alaska's scenery as a backdrop to call attention to the effect of global warming. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union base at Jenale in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers and reportedly taking others hostage. There was no indication where the troops might have been taken. This is VOA News. The Congress of Guatemala has stripped President Otto Perez Molina's immunity from prosecution. The president is caught up in a corruption scandal. He denies any wrongdoing. The move Tuesday paves the way for possible charges to be brought against Mr. Perez Molina. Two Ukrainian National Guard officers have died from wounds caused by a grenade blast during Monday's demonstrations in Kiev. That brings the death toll to three. Officials announced the deaths of the two servicemen Tuesday, a day after nationalists fought with security forces outside the country's parliament building. The nationalists were protesting constitutional amendments proposed by the government that would give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Thailand's prime minister says a suspect has been arrested in the recent bombing of a Bangkok shrine. Prayuth Chan-o-cha says the suspect is not Thai and was apprehended as he tried to cross into Cambodia. The August 17th bombing of a Bangkok shrine killed 20 people and wounded more than 100. A local clerk in the U.S. state of Kentucky continues to deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples, despite a recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court ordering her to do so. Local media reports that the office of Kim Davis, the elected court clerk in Kentucky's Rowan County, refused licenses to two same-sex couples Tuesday.
We are not issuing marriage licenses today.
So based on what?
I would ask you all to
why are you not issuing marriage licenses today?
Because I'm not.
Under
why?
His authority,
his
are you
authority.
Not issuing
under
licenses?
God's authority.
In a statement Tuesday, Davis said issuing marriage licenses to gay couples would violate her conscience. She said it is, quoting now, a matter of religious liberty, which is protected under the First Amendment. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a motion to fine Davis in contempt of court for refusing to issue the licenses. A motion to impeach South African President Jacob Zuma failed to get through Parliament Tuesday. Thuso Kamulu reports.
The debate began with Democratic Alliance leader Musi Maimane accusing the president of failing to uphold the constitution when he allowed Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to leave the country despite a court order to prevent his departure.
When President Jacob Zuma helped a mass murderer escape justice, ultimately violated this constitution. So ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, vote to impeach President Jacob Zuma, this broken man.
The ruling African National Congress Party rejected the motion, describing it as baseless and attention-seeking. Tuso Kumalo, Johannesburg.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.